Wednesday, February 2nd. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Here are colleagues in ministry over at Breakpoint, John Stone Street specifically, recently came out with an article called Conservatism Without Marriage and Family is No Conservatism at All. Harry, some interesting statistics are cited. They write, what is surprising is the dramatic shifts in beliefs about marriage among those groups who have historically defended and championed the institution of marriage. Just 36% of self-identified Republicans now say marriage is very important for couples who have children together, compared with 62% in 2006. And incredibly, only 41% of self-identified conservatives now agree with that statement, which is down 21 points since 2006.
And Tom, the disparity of conservatism in relationship to affirming the foundational institutions of marriage and family even becomes more alarming as you move down the age demographic, with the younger quote-unquote conservatives finding even less of an imperative for marriage and family. Conservatism as a general ideological movement is defined by its very word, to conserve. The point is not that everything is perfect and nothing needs to be changed, but as change and progress is made, there are certain things that must be conserved. The way I like to illustrate it is that as you grow in grace, the biblical doctrines lay down the channel markers of your life. When I'm over in Greenville from time to time, and we have an opportunity to play some golf, the place we normally play is right along the famous Tar River. There used to be a lot of navigation on the Tar River, particularly years ago when it was the major thoroughfare for goods to be traversed. Well, what they would do is they would put stakes in the river and make sure they were in place so that you knew where you could navigate. And as the river flow took you, you wanted to stay in what's called the channel markers. That's what conservatism says. There are cultural channel markers if you're a secular conservative, and if you're a biblical conservative, there are biblical channel markers. Well, historically, the influence of Christianity has made clear with demonstration and persuasion the channel markers that God has established for society from His Word, such as marriage and such as family. Others as well, but those are the two for today's podcast. It is the premise of Christians that if you lose marriage and family, you will not survive as a society. Now, political and social conservatives that are not rooted in biblical Christianity have now begun to say, under the influence of progressive secularism, that, well, maybe marriage and family, we don't have to work hard to save that. You can have children outside of marriage, and you can raise children without a marriage. And by the way, you can have a meaningful life alone. You don't need to be united in a covenant of marriage. Well, let me just go ahead and tell you, that is poppycock. I can promise you this nation will not survive. This social order will not survive. If you want to see what happens when you lose family, and you always lose family when you lose marriage, if you want to see what happens, just go look and read the surveys. Survey says, it's amazing that conservatives have in front of them survey after survey that points out that the prisons, that poverty is all fed from a lack of education and a lack of family and a lack of a father and mother in the home. Yes, I praise God for heroic men and women who for various reasons find themselves as single parents. And I praise God for churches when they find people in that position, find ways to surround them and encourage them. But while we are in a broken world and have to deal with the issues of divorce and widowhood, extenuating circumstances, I understand all of that. Let's work on it and let's show biblical charity and love as we do. That doesn't mean we set aside the biblical foundations and frameworks for the formation of life as a society. And marriage is number one, and the result of children within marriage, number two. Now, why is it this erosion? Well, because social conservatism, political conservatism, is constantly being infected by progressive secularism in general and their mantra of the LGBTQ agenda. When you put sex outside of marriage, now you have to declare marriage is not important. And when you put sex outside of marriage, you're going to have children outside of marriage, which then means you're going to say family is not important. And because social and political conservatism has lost any sense of allegiance to biblical truth, therefore they are capitulating to this social revolution, and the only thing they're holding to, conservative principles of private property and capitalism, and some limitation upon government. Biblical conservatism not only looks at private property, not only looks at the sanctity of work, but there are other sanctities. The book of Genesis gives us the crucial channel markers for life that must be maintained, dare I say, conserved. The sanctity of God, the sanctity of God's creation, the sanctity of marriage, the sanctity of family, the sanctity of gender, the sanctity of sex within marriage, and a marriage being heterosexual, conjugal, and monogamous, those sanctities must be maintained, and every one of them that I just mentioned are under assault by progressive secularism and are not being defended within the church because of progressive Christianity that wants to be applauded by the culture. Thus, the churches that talk about cultural transformation actually are engaged in cultural accommodation, and it shows up even in the political world with the loss of clarity of conservatism that must maintain these sanctities as the channel markers of a society to be able to function.
Harry, marriage as an elective rather than the foundation of life, increasingly that idea is being embraced by young adults. How then should the church address this specifically to young adults?
The motivating, appealing dynamic is the call to freedom and liberty, but what is meant is not a biblical understanding of freedom and liberty. That is liberty by the power of God's grace, abounded by God's revealed word, his authoritative teaching. Instead of that, we now have the movement of autonomy. Autonomy leads to anarchy, not liberty. Liberty must be bounded within the channel markers. Well, the same thing's happening in the church. The church is embracing, instead of biblical magisterium, that the scripture alone is our rule of faith and practice, it is now embracing cultural magisterium, and the cultural rule is not the divinely revealed word of God, but man's fleeting philosophies. As it says in the book of Judges, man does what is right in his own eyes. What's the antidote? We've got to get back in the church to evangelism, discipleship, with the gospel-framed whole counsel of God, teaching. What does the Bible say about marriage? This is not on the a la carte menu. This isn't an elective. This is biblical truth. And if you love Christ, you love his word. And if you love his word, what's clear is that he has ordained marriage as the foundation of life. It is not good for the man to be alone. The church must get back to discipleship, teaching God's people, God's word on the sanctities of life. Here's marriage. Here's why it's important. Here's family. Here's why it's important. Here is biblical sexuality within marriage. This is why it's important. Here is gender, masculinity, and femininity, and why it's important. That must be done, Tom.
Pastor Reeder's series, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. Some of the topics Harry covers in this series includes developing a heart for the home. What about singleness? 10 practices for biblical parenting. What about divorce, marriage, and remarriage? This series, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, is available by going to briarwood.org/7 Well, thanks for being with us today. Drop by again tomorrow, Thursday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.